Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Wrestling With My Thoughts podcast. Your host will join you shortly. But until then, go ahead and grab your drinks, grab your refreshments, and take a seat and listen as they wrestle with their thoughts.
Hey, hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Ron G, in the building. Ready for another exciting episode of the Wrestling With My Thoughts podcast. Waiting for my fellow co-host, Kurt and Brandon. Yeah, I had a brain fart there. I guess I was about to forget their names. folks, I want to apologize to you all personally. It is my fault that episode 6 was not uploaded until today. My past week has been not necessarily busy, but it was filled with a whole bunch of personal shit that I had to deal with. And no excuse, though. I can set the thing up to download or upload, rather, at any point once we're done recording. I just failed to do that, and then I got busy with personal shit, or should I say sidetracked with personal shit, and did not get the episode uploaded until today. I will be sure to pay closer attention to my responsibilities and make sure we get those uploads to you very next day by 10 a.m. So thank you guys for being patient. And again, my apologies. And please forgive my absentmindedness just a second ago. What's going on, Kurt? How you doing, man?
Good. How you doing?
I'm great, man. I'm great as compared to the rest of the week. It was a rough week, man. Just had a bunch of personal stuff going on. The situation that that you and Brandon are aware of that I'm dealing with right now, that continues to go on. And it's just, I feel like I'm repeating myself to a lot of people right now. Not right now as I'm talking, but I'm saying in the course of what I'm dealing with, I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot, and it's becoming very frustrating. And then I had some other frustrating things happen the rest of the week. But you know what? I'm glad I didn't let that bring me down. I'm glad I didn't let that stop me. I still went out last night. I told Brandon and Kurt, everybody, I let them two know that I may decide not to do the show this week just because I was in such a funky mood or whatever. I went to a local wrestling show last night that I was thinking about not going to again because I was in such a funky mood. But Friday night into up until now, things got better. Things got a lot better. I did get out and go to the show. It was good, man. It was really good. And I'm in a better frame of mind now. Some of the things that were stressing me, I got taken care of. And I'm not going to draw, go on and on and on about the shit that I've been dealing with this week. But I guess the main point of everything is it ended up being a good end to the week. Had a great friend over, got out last night, like I said, and watched a very good wrestling show. Good local show in Forsyth, Georgia. And I believe the promotion is WrestleMerica. And I want to thank friend of the show, Adam Vance, for inviting me and my friend to that show. And we had a great time. There was a guy that that retired last night by the name of Tyson Dean. From what I understand, he was trained by almost a Nikolai Volkov. Not Nikolai Volkov. Oh, man, the Russian nightmare. Why is his name Nikita Koloff? There we go. That name of all names escaped me, Kurt. I'm embarrassed by that. But you could see it last night. You could definitely see where he fit in with the whole Russian theme and everything. Real good final match. Hard hitting action. Good show overall, in my opinion. I told Adam that the show was better than what I'm seeing on AEW these days. So, Brandon, what's going on, man? How are you and how was your week?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How about y'all?
Can't complain, man. I was just sitting here going through all the ways that I could have complained, but ended up being a good week. So
that's good. Yeah, I can't say that I had a bad week. I had a pretty good week. The only thing that was keeping me up at night was some overdue homework assignments, which I knocked out over the past day and a half. So,
uh-oh.
Other than that, we good. Let's get it.
Well, gotta get that homework done.
Do you know how much I hate homework still?
Oh, I can imagine, man. I was just about to ask, is this homework like for you or are you like grading homework?
No, it's for me. I'm taking a class to get another certification added to what I already have.
Gotcha.
And so, you know, you have to do little things on the side. And it's not that, you know, you don't really, well, sometimes when you have, you know, you take certain positions and stuff, yeah, it'd be a lot going on.
Gotcha.
And so sometimes you just don't really have the time to like really sit down and do the work and actually concentrate on it to be able to do it correctly. So we just kind of, you know, do what we can when we can. And let's just go from there.
Man, I can imagine that you do hate homework more. I think more so as an adult because you got adult shit going on top of the homework. So
yeah, I mean, like it's funny because you know people ask me all the time. You know, I'm single and I don't have any children. And people ask me all the time, like, you have any children? Because it's like the way my life is set up. It's like I got kids, and I'm like, no, I don't. I just. You know, when you're on a mission to get something done, you know, you got to do what you got to do to get it done. And sometimes it's just a lot of work and it's time consuming as hell.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Like, hey, man, like, you know, I'm just on a mission right now to, you know, just somewhere I'm trying to get. And that's, and it's all good. So,
hey, man, nothing wrong with that. And, you know, speaking from the voice of experience myself, don't rush the wife and kids. Take your time.
You know, the funny part is I hear it both ways because you got people in my generation that's like, why haven't you done this yet? Or why hasn't this happened for you yet? Because that's not the experience that they're used to. So it's almost kind of like I'm an anomaly. And then I have y'all generation that's like, wait as long as you can. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't rush it. If you get married at 50, 60 years old, it's cool. Like, don't rush it.
I'm right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just, it's a weird dynamic. It really is a weird dynamic because sometimes like you really just don't know what to do, you know, because you kind of want, to be honest with you, you know, you kind of want both, but I do truly believe that you got to find the right person because a lot of people not going, the type of life that I live, and I've learned this through dating, like the type of life that I have right now, it's like everybody don't really, everybody really not that understanding. So it's like, you know, I'm in that period now. I'm just kind of weeding out the weeds or whatever. And I have like this is another subject for another day, but it's like I have a whole new perspective on a lot of things just from, you know, just age and experiences and just interacting with a bunch of different people and come from a bunch of different backgrounds and all kind of stuff. So it's really a weird dynamic and it's confusing as hell. But at this point, you know, at this point, when it comes to that part of my life, I'm just like, man, it is what it is at this point. Like, you know,
yeah, you don't want to wait too long, but cause I'm 50 and I got a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. So you don't wait too long.
No, I already said, look, I already done said, people laugh when I say this, but I already done said, I said, look, if I don't have any children by the time I'm 40, I'm getting snipped. Yeah. I'm done. I'm not even going to try it. Nope. I'll be okay. Hey, man, you know, I'll be okay. It ain't no big deal.
You got plenty of nieces and nephews, so.
Yeah, exactly. It ain't no big, it's not a big deal. So.
I mean, I get what people are saying, and then we'll get back on the wrestling talk, but I get what people are saying. You don't want to wait too late. In a lot of ways, I'm happy that I had my son when I did. You know, I'm 2 years away from 50 and he'll be 25. So, I'm glad I had him when I did. Cause I got to, I was still young enough where I could, you know, wrestle around and do all the things a father would want to do with his son. But I also understand because I went through, fatherhood as a young man, what all you give up for that as well. And I'm not complaining at all. I wouldn't have done it any other way, but like you give up a lot because you got responsibilities that are literally depending on you for life. So, I can see it both ways, man, but yeah, take your time, you know, find someone that meets all the needs and criteria that you may have. And cause ain't no sense in just settling for someone that you're not going to be happy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, as a man, like a lot of times if you haven't noticed, like, we get busted upside the head if we decide, like, I ain't finna settle. Because it's almost like we're supposed to settle. And I'm like, well, hey, I've always been a man that had standards or whatever. Have I always chose from those standards? No. You know, I have a long, illustrious dating life. You know, it ain't easy. It ain't hard for me to not get a date. You know what I'm saying? Well, wait a minute. Let me rephrase that. It's easy for me to get a date and do that. That's never been an issue, but just dealing with the right folks.
Yeah.
But that's another story for another day. Let's move on.
Yeah, no, nobody should settle, and you definitely don't want to have kids by anybody.
Yeah, and I consider myself very lucky. Very lucky. Man, very, very lucky.
I ain't even going to lie to you. I'll sit here for the world to hear and tell you I am very fortunate that I only have one child.
Yeah.
With dumb mistakes that I've made in the past. I'll just leave that at that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, I don't know about you guys, but I went through a period in my life where I had, like, this insatiable appetite for reading. And I was reading, you know, no BS, like two to three books a month for a while. And as quickly as that appetite for reading came up on me, it seemed like it disappeared. Well, now that kind of reading sort of bug has picked up a little bit more, but I'm doing more listening to audiobooks using Audible, because with my eyesight, it's easier to listen. I can still do things while I'm listening. But anyway, the reason I bring that up, I decided that I was going to see if they had Ole Anderson's book, you know, in light of his passing away. I looked up to see if they had Ole Anderson's book on Audible. Well, they didn't have it on Audible. So I go over to, Amazon. And, okay, cool. I'll see if anybody's got a hard copy. So the book is called Inside Out, How Corporate America Destroyed Professional Wrestling. And I've heard nothing but great things for this book. This book isn't even 400 pages long. But I've heard great things about the book. So I pull it up on Amazon. And the first one that pops up, I can get it on Kindle for $9.99. But if I want a paperback version, that shit's going to cost me $103.83.
Shit.
And that's the most expensive that I've seen, I believe. There are some cheaper options, but not by much. And I'm assuming that's because that book is out of print now. That's unfortunate, because I really would love to read this book, but I am not paying $100 for it. So, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Hill Club? Did you just see what Hill Club just wrote? You just see what Hill Club just wrote.
Make a check and hope it doesn't bounce like Heyman used to. Okay. Damn.
Don't do that.
I don't think I'm.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah. Don't do that, ladies and gentlemen. That is.
Yeah, don't do that. Right.
And you can't.
Please
don't
do
jail
that.
For it.
Yes. Don't do that.
I made a post about that book, and friend of the show Adam Vance mentioned him earlier, but he sent me a screenshot for Playboy Gary Hart's book called Playboy Gary Hart, My Life in Wrestling. Just take a stab. I mean, if you saw it, you already know. But just take a stab at how much this book cost.
$5.
This book is listed on Amazon hardcover right now. $1,182.30.
I ain't paying all that for no book.
And again, I'm assuming it's because this book is out of print. But damn it, man.
I take that back. It ain't but one book that I would buy. I would spend that type of money on.
That is insane.
And that's the original version of the Bible. Man, other than that, I'm not spending no money, not that much money on a damn book.
But yeah, Hill Club, that was for a book. Again, I assume it's because both of these books are very highly regarded. From what I understand, they're great. They're written very well and are good reads for fans of professional wrestling, especially the fans of old school stuff during Ole's time and Gary Hart's time, who both of them have passed away, Ole just a week or two ago. But yeah, man, that's the only thing I can figure, that they're highly sought after books and they're no longer in print. I know I wanted the Jim Cornette Midnight Express book. Well, that's out of print. And you can find it on eBay and Amazon, but it's in the hundreds of dollars. And no, I can't bring myself to pay that. So I would love to read it, but nah. Did either one of you guys ever pick up like the habit of wanting to read a lot?
Actually, I got the bug right now. I just ain't found the time to sit down and read. There's a book that I just bought a couple weeks ago that I really want to sit down and read. I might read some of it tonight when we get off the show or whatever, but I just haven't had time to sit down and read.
No.
Yeah, I've never been a big reading fan of books.
Yeah, I like
that. I do Audible, but it's just to want to read a book, that's not my cup of tea.
Yeah. Audible books are life-saving.
Yeah, I mean, when I was younger and in school or whatever, like I really didn't, I mean, I wasn't opposed to reading. I could read just fine and everything. I just didn't like it. I'd rather be outside playing. I'd rather do whatever. And then somewhere between the ages of 17 and 19, I just, it just hit me. And I could not read enough. My dad had a bookshelf. To give you a picture where my room was, we had a finished basement in the house that we were living in South Fulton County. And my bedroom was in that finished basement. But my dad had put a bookshelf down there that had all his old books. Man, I was reading some, and I don't know if you guys know who this is, but I was reading some old Louis L'Amour Westerns. I was reading some, like, 1960s spy novels. I was reading everything I could get my hands on, and it's about that time that I discovered the autobiography of Malcolm X. And I think I read the autobiography of Malcolm X in like 2 days. I was reading it so much. But yeah, it's so I was like, I check out that Ole book. Oh, maybe I won't. Not in $100. I'll just find a PDF file or something.
But you know, if you do have Audible, they have these things where you get like credits every month. Yep. You pay the subscription, you get the credits every month. So see if you use one of those credits. That's how I get. That's how I get all the books I got now.
I use Audible. That's how I got all the books I have now too. I'm listening to like three different books at a time. I'm listening to right now. I'm listening to a book by Matthew McConaughey, Barack Obama's book, and I'm listening to, I don't even remember, but the other one I'm listening to is fiction. So, but anyway. Yeah, wrestling books seem to be expensive, especially those that are out of print. Now, there's another one that I would like to get my hands on, but this one is truly like a unicorn, meaning that it seems to be, it's mythical in its legend and hard to get your hands on. But I believe there is a book about Rocky Johnson out there that was discontinued and pulled from the shelves because of some of its content.
Wow.
So I would love to get my hands on that book.
Wow.
But good luck with that.
I'll spend some money on it.
Yeah. Yeah. I might spend
that. I bet you that's a, cause we don't know much about Rocky Johnson, but I bet you.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a story.
Yeah. There's, we do know that The Rock has something like 8 half siblings or something like that.
Yeah.
And then there's other things that have been said about Rocky Johnson in the past. I'm not going to go into them. For one, the man's no longer alive to defend himself. And it's all just speculation at this point anyway. So did you guys see anything over the course of this week in the world of wrestling that might tickle your fancy? I saw they listed a second person for the Hall of Fame. And now I can't remember.
Well, they listed two more. It was Bull Nakano, which I think is long overdue. Bull Nakano and the U.S. Express, Mike Rotunda and Barry Windham.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah. Well, I'm not shitting you, but yeah, that's...
Yeah. I mean, I got what you were saying. Like, I get Bull Nakano, and I get Mike Rotunda and Barry Windham separately, but that tag team?
Mm-hmm. I think that that's their way of putting them in together tonight. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well,
I think that's their way of putting them in together. The same way, like, China is technically in the Hall of Fame because she went in with DX, but, you know.
Did she go in with DX?
She went in with DX.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
So she's one, and then, you know, X-Pac and all of them, but, you know, some of those guys, even guys in the NWO, like, some of those guys could have gone in by themselves. And if you put them in by them, technically, actually, Barry wouldn't get ready to be a two-time Hall of Famer because he went in with the Four Horsemen.
Yeah, that's what I was,
and he's going in with...
That's what I was just about to say.
Yeah. So, but, I kind of felt like this is going to be the Midnight Express's year, but maybe not. So
we can hope. We can hope.
Man, I don't know. They might end up two tag teams in this year. Let's see.
But that tag team of Windham and Rotunda, do either one of you remember a single match of theirs?
That was before my time.
I do. They was in WrestleMania. They won the tag team championships, and they lost them to Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkov.
Okay. Well, I mean, that I can understand because I wasn't really watching WWF at that time, so I can understand that I missed it. Yeah, during that era, I wasn't watching WWF at all. I mean, it just...
I was watching both of them. I was watching WWF, NWA, Mid-South.
Man, good old days. All right, but yeah, Bull Nakano. And I think we are going to see... I think they're doing it for anticipation, but I definitely think we'll see Bray Wyatt go in this year.
And there was anticipation. It was people online that was like, that's why they put them two in. To lead up to that.
Could be. You got could his be. Uncle and his dad, so yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll see. Another thing that got my attention online this week, because I think y'all talked about this show that used to come on, used to play all night, show all the old wrestling matches from everywhere back in the day. Was it called WCW All Nighter?
No, it's called Superstars of Wrestling.
Oh, okay. Channel, never mind.
Channel 36, WATF. Is that right, Ron?
Yes. I can't remember if it started off on channel 69, then went to 36, or started off on 36, then went to 69.
I think it was 36, then went to 69.
So, yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah. But yeah, it was on both of those.
Yeah. That's been just going around for the last couple of days. And, you know, people talking about, you know, how they basically woke up like zombies the next morning. Sitting around watching all that shit all night. Yeah. And The Rock has another thing that caught my attention. The Rock has a new entrance. And so on SmackDown, the camera panned out towards the end. And when Roman Reigns all came out, the camera panned out towards the stage. And then, like, for The Rock's Titantron, it just had, like, lightning, and he came and stood out in the middle of the lightning and shit. There's a steel shot. And I tagged the podcast and that post on Instagram.
That's what that was.
And there's like a steel, there's a steel shot, and I said, man, that was fucking cool as hell.
Yeah, because that was cool as hell. It was at first.
Yeah, that was the Rock. That was the Rock's entrance.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so they compared that to the one on the original SmackDown in 1999.
Man, I remember when that show debuted. Then I was foolish enough to be excited about Thunder debuting, and Thunder let me down from day one.
Man, I thought Thunder was the shit when I was a kid.
Oh, man.
But that was like the only free wrestling I could get.
because you had USA and TNT. So, yeah, on TBS, you got to see Thunder. Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, I didn't get a chance to hear or finish listening to, I should say, Jim Cornette's breakdown of the Sting's last match. But I am looking forward to that. Have either one of you heard it?
No.
Okay. I'm definitely ready to hear that. Right now he's going through the pay-per-view card, but I mean, as you can imagine, he's ripping a lot of it to pieces, and it makes sense. I heard Brian Last say that there, and I've seen it online too, that there are people out there praising this pay-per-view as one of the greatest pay-per-views ever.
Absolutely not.
And
they ain't never, they don't, most of them are probably 19, 20 years old and ain't watched nothing past the year 2010.
Yeah, and that's what I was about to say. Yeah, I think it's, I think that that is definitely those AEW fans of a certain age that haven't seen anything else, because there are so many. There were pay-per-views by WCW in the year 1999 and 2000 that were better than this pay-per-view, and that's saying a lot considering WCW in the year 2000.
Oh man.
Oh shit. But yeah, no, there are people saying, and I know I heard, I expected Tony Khan to say this, but Tony Khan did say it's one of the greatest pay-per-views ever.
Absolutely that. Not even close. Actually, the match that we getting ready to watch today from the show that we looking at, that this pay-per-view blow AEW's pay-per-view away by light years. So.
Yeah, and this ain't a short match either. Because when I looked at the time cue that I gave you guys where we're going to start at, and then looked and saw, you know, that the pay-per-view itself is 2 hours, 28 minutes, and 21 seconds long. And we're starting at 1:42 with the main event. So, this ain't a short match.
Yeah, but the Superstars are wrestling. It was on WATL 36, then it was Channel 69.
Okay. I knew they were on both channels. I just couldn't remember what was first. But regardless, we found it, and I stayed up for every minute of that shit every Saturday night.
Two of the greatest channels of all time, boy.
Man.
Those two channels right there put out so much good shit. It ain't even funny. This is a shame that it's pretty much gone now. But
yeah. They
put out so much good shit, man.
Because Joe Pedicino, he was ahead of his time, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
Because he took... All right, here in Atlanta, we were getting WCW. And, well, before that, Jim Crockett Promotions, then WCW, you know, every weekend. But we weren't getting anything else, or at least I don't remember being able to get anything else here in Atlanta.
And you got to be careful how you say WCW, because it wasn't a WCW of what it turned into.
Right, true. That is correct. That confused the hell out of even me for a while. I'm like, wait a minute. This was always WCW. No, it wasn't. Anyway, but so when Joe Pedicino put Superstars of Wrestling together, man, you got to see stuff. Not only did you get to see the major territories out there, the Memphis, the at the time, St. Louis and Knoxville, all those places. You got to see all of
Portland.
That. Say what, Kurt?
Portland.
Yeah, all of that. All that stuff on the West Coast that we didn't get to
world
see.
World class.
Mm-hmm.
You saw everything.
Oh, yes, world class, definitely. So
Puerto Rico.
Got to see all of that stuff, and he did it in an 8-hour block. Like, that was unfucking heard of at that time. He did an 8-hour block of nothing but wrestling from 8 o'clock at night. It may not have been 8 hours, but I think it went off at like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock in the morning.
So we were able to get our wrestling fix in, and we saw everything. So he was ahead of his time, man, whereas both WWF at the time and Jim Crockett Promotions, that was more regional-based. Now, with Crockett, he got the use of Ted Turner's network, so he was able to get out there more than WWF was at the time. That's why I always dispute. This is kind of off-topic here. That's why I always dispute when they talk about how big WWF was back in the day. Prior to Hogan, Jim Crockett was much bigger than WWF. And if at least that's just my opinion and what I see.
That is correct.
Okay, I was going to say, would you agree with that, Kurt?
That is correct.
Because you could pick up, you know, TBS was now a cable station. You could pick up TBS everywhere.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, man, those were the days. Like you say, stay up all night to watch that and sleep in church the next morning. And try not to get beat for doing it. All right, folks, so what we're going to be watching today, we're not going to watch a full episode of anything, but we are going to take a trip back in time to ECW Living Dangerously 1998. So if you've got Peacock available, go ahead and fire it up. I probably should have said this at the top of the show, so we'll keep talking a little bit to give you guys time to get everything up and going. But pull up Peacock and ECW Living Dangerously 1998. It is season one, episode one per Peacock's stupid system. And we're going to be starting at the 1 hour, 42 minute and 23 second part. So go ahead, get your Peacock out. ECW Living Dangerously 1998, and go to 1 hour, 42 minutes and 23 seconds. And we'll talk a little bit more to give everybody a chance to get caught up there. Brandon, what made you single this particular match out without giving anything away to those who may not have seen it yet? Brandon has stepped away for a moment.
Kurt. Look, my bad. I didn't know I was on mute. My bad. But can you say that one more time?
Yeah, I was just asking, what made you single this match out to want to watch this week? Without giving anything away to people who may not have seen it or may not have seen it for a while. What made you want to watch this one?
To be honest, you sent the text early and I was like, well, let me find something. And I went through PW Insider This Day in Wrestling, scrolled down and saw it.
Okay.
And I said, oh, perfect, because that's one of my favorite matches. And then Brett Norton, WrestleMania 10, because, that was the other match that we were talking about doing, but that was the other backup, just in case. And I think it was like maybe around this time where WrestleMania 10 happened. And that was one of the best WrestleManias ever. That show still hold up to this day. So, I literally just got on PWI Insider and I saw that this was the week, the anniversary. I think it was 27 years ago, 28 years ago, or something like that.
Okay.
This week, this is the anniversary of that pay-per-view and that match. And so I'm not going to give anything away, but there was something very significant that happened in the match that kind of changed the wrestling industry as well, as far as stunts.
Yeah, WrestleMania 10 took place on March 20th, 1994.
Okay, so we're close.
Yeah, just a couple of months before I graduated. Damn it, man.
Mm-mm.
Shit. And then Kurt had brought up the 200th episode of Raw to watch. We're going to get around to that someday too, because I do want to see the whole thing between Lawler and Heyman, and I wouldn't mind seeing that main event for that show either. It's been a while since I saw it. So we will
what get was the main event?
Say what?
What was the main event?
I don't remember off the top of my head, but let me go to Kurt's message that he sent us. And the main event was Mankind and Vader taking on Undertaker and Sid.
Wow.
And yeah, folks, believe it or not, folks can say what they want to about Sid, but Sid was over in WWF. The fans,
oh yeah,
the fans absolutely loved that big fucker.
watch the entrance from Survivor Series 96. Madison Square Garden. Watch that.
Is that the one where everybody should have been cheering for his opponent, but everybody was cheering for Sid?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
He was walking out to the ring. Sid was like, who the man? Everybody, you the man. He was like, who the man? You the man. Man. Hey, Sid was the man, boy. For real. Like,
just never.
They loved him for Sid, man.
I've got half the brain that you do.
Yes, boy.
And Kevin Nash just standing in the ring like,
no.
Did this idiot really just say that?
Yeah, he just said it. No, my favorite was when the episode of Nitro was going off the air and Sid was walking out about to leave and Goldberg crushed his car.
My car!
Goldberg! Goldberg! Goldberg!
And there was, I can't remember if this was WWF or WWE or WCW, but when Okerlund got there, but they were doing something live. He was like, can we start over? He's like, this is live, pal.
That was WWF. That was on In Your House. I sat down and watched it. Say, this is live, pal.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Hopefully you've got your peacock out, up, and ready. So, Babak, thank you for entering the show. God damn it, I can't talk, y'all. Thank you for joining the show. All right, we're going to start off at the 1 hour, 42 minute, and 23 second mark. And we're going to be watching the Bam Bam Bigelow versus Taz match from Living Dangerously. I watched this on pay-per-view when it happened.
Wow.
I haven't seen it since. But
wow.
Yeah, I haven't watched this.
Well, here you go, Roland. You up.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
And it's not that it's a bad match. It's just I haven't seen it. So,
Hey man, this is one of my favorite matches. This is one of my personal favorite matches.
All right, so we're busting Kurt's cherry here. Yeah. With that said, I'm going to count to three. On three.
Oh damn! Play. Hold on. Wait a minute. Oh, wait.
Yeah,
oh,
don't tell me.
My screen just went black.
This is the worst fucking app in the world.
My screen. See, this is the thing with Peacock, man. You can't leave it on pause for too long.
This app sucks.
It's terrible.
That's why I've kept wiggling my mouse every few minutes.
I'm doing it on the TV, so it's like as soon as you press pause, it goes straight to a commercial.
Like what the heck?
Like, this is worse than YouTube. YouTube will give you a few minutes.
I want to give AEW. We kind of shit all over that pay per view, and for good reason last week. I want to give them credit for something though. I mean this sincerely, as a wrestling fan. At least when watching an AEW pay-per-view, we don't have to put up with commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Now
get all the way through on them. But that's how it should be.
Yeah, I've gotten to where I hate watching the WWE shows. I refuse to say that word or that phrase, PLE. But because it just sounds so stupid. I'm sorry. It does. But yeah, I've got to where I hate watching them because between every match, you got 5-10 minutes worth of commercials. So you got a 3 to 4 hour show that might have an hour's worth of wrestling on it. So, and it's just like watching regular TV. So, all right, you guys ready?
Ready.
Ready.
All right. So on the count of three, when I say three, hit play. One, two, three. Mute it. All right, opening up with Joey Styles. Joey Styles is gonna talk about this a little bit.
He got a better headset this time. That first one was off. Woo, Jesus!
What the fuck? Oh, I pulled up something else. Oops.
My shit went up to a commercial.
Damn.
Yours went on a commercial, Kurt?
Yeah.
Mine is showing franchise 469.
Oh yeah,
that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing the build up to this.
That's Francine 469.
Oh, does it?
Who need to hit one hit pause? Yeah, one hit pause real quick. That Kurt catch up.
Oh yeah, let me pause it.
Yeah. I paused it at the part where Rob Van Dam just kicked Bam Bam in the face. Okay. So I guess I want to assume this is when the triple threat broke up.
What's your time cue?
1:43:11.
All right, I'm at 1:43:18.
Okay, you just said a little bit ahead of me.
Let me know when you're at 1:43:18, Kurt.
Okay. All right, I'm at 1:43:18. So Rob Van Dam on the top rope about to get the frog splash, right?
Yeah, he just jumped up there.
Okay. So I think that I want to say this round of time where I think the triple threat broke up.
I used to like that.
Oh, yeah. They was Shane Douglas, Bam Bam, and Chris Candido with Francine. So I want to say this round of time they broke up.
Yeah, and then they got those tattoos, too.
Yeah. the triple threat was dope, man.
All right. You ready, Kurt?
Yeah, and Lance Storm, absolutely. Lance Storm's the shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just straight laced.
If I could be serious for a minute,
That was funny as hell. If I could only be serious, if I could be serious. No, the best stuff I've ever seen him done was when he was at WCW and he had all them belts and named them after Canada.
Yeah.
He had a Canadian heavyweight title, a Canadian international grappling title or some shit. He was an asshole, boy. But he was in the he just beat the shit out of people. You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. One, two, three. All right. Van Damme just
look at the elevation on that, boy.
Yeah, it was. Or yeah. I know what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm. Man, I remember when Bam Bam passed away. That broke my heart. Bam Bam, one of my favorites, my personal favorites. I was just like, dang, man.
How much, like, just to sit there and get your head tattooed?
I wonder how much that had to be painful.
Had to be.
But y'all got to go back to where he first started in Memphis and just look at. He wasn't as big as he is now. He didn't wear the outfit he got on then. Now. Mm-hmm. He was small. All his head wasn't tattooed fully either. And he's wearing little bit ass shorts.
Look at a young Taz with them bright ass teeth.
Yep. I think everybody thought he was black because of them damn sideburns. Look at them sideburns. It's
man, just the color. How about for the longest? I didn't know if Taz
out there in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know if Taz was black or white.
Taz looked black. He really do.
He do.
I thought Taz was black for a long time. Yeah, oh, he's white. I'm like, for real? Well, he's something. Man, look at Bam Bam. I don't know if y'all ever seen a match with him and Andre the Giant. Andre the Giant beat the shit out of him.
Out of who?
Legit.
Out of Taz?
Out of Bam Bam Bigelow.
Really?
This was Bam Bam's first his first run at WWF. Damn, hit him like in the late 80s.
Stomping him out. Never liked the
for a big I mean cut job, but for a big dude, Bam Bam could move, boy.
Hell yeah, he could.
He was moving better than him and Vader and all them. They could move. He was moving better than Vader, man. Look, man,
nothing speaks to how good Bam Bam was better than he carried Lawrence Taylor to a decent-looking match.
Yeah.
Realize I didn't say good. I said decent-looking. And yeah. Damn, Bam Bam
was the main event.
Close to 400 pounds and ain't broke a sweat. LT over there sweating his ass off and breathing heavy.
LT retired. He retired as hell.
I will say
this. He said, man, Parcells ain't never put me through nothing like this.
I will say the video don't look bad on this pay-per-view.
It doesn't.
Oh, no. It really looks good. Hey, speaking of LT, y'all see that LT jersey over there in the crowd?
No, I don't.
You ain't see that 56 in the crowd? Dude was holding it up. I missed that one. Like, come Bam Bam, come out the curtain.
That's the outfit, ring gear, rather, that I like Bam Bam in.
Oh, yeah.
No purple, just that all red. Like that.
Purple and blue. I didn't like that. I like this
better. Oh, yeah. This is his best one. This is his best one, hands down.
Mr. Scott Bigelow.
Used to come out to, they ain't going to have it on the network, but Bam Bam used to come out to Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses.
Yeah. You know where you at, baby? You're in the jungle.
Wow!
Man,
Taz? Taz?
No. No, sorry. Axl Rose.
I can only imagine.
He looks rough.
Man, look at Taz.
The former
Taz was a killer. Man, you turned him into a fat commentator. Then he got, then Paul Heyman messed around and got choked out.
He can't wrestle no more. He had a neck injury, didn't he? Or something like that?
I believe so, yes.
So the most he could do, he could probably do, is get in the ring and put you in that chokehold, and that's it. He can't.
And how about his son can't even do that choke right?
I don't even want to talk about it.
I mean,
don't even bring that up, please.
He probably does. He probably that's, doing hey, it right, but it ain't gonna look as good because Taz. Look how Taz built compared to his son. Like Taz put that damn choke on you, knew it was legitimate. Like he probably really choked somebody out. That is a nice looking belt, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
That is a nice looking belt. I thought
love ECW belts. I thought all of them looked good.
They did their thing with their belts. And that's a title that a lot of people don't really know about. They just know the one that they entered the company with, but that was a beautiful belt. That's the original one. That's a beautiful belt. Y'all see that 56 in the crowd now?
Yeah, okay. I see the jersey. They just sat down or something like that.
They just sat down. Or something.
But yes, I did see it.
I don't know. Maybe that's him calling out Bam Bam because he keeps showing us. Maybe that's him trying to call out Bam Bam. I don't know.
I don't see the straw hat guy in the front row.
Well, they had all the shows, and they just had the ones in the ECW arena.
I thought he was at all of them.
No, I thought he was just in the ones in the ECW arena. Look at him. Starting to match with is that a Fujiwara armbar? The other thing that I love about this match that Joey called is like this is a heavyweight boxing fight.
I mean, he did very well, in my opinion, to be the only man calling matches.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, he did that. Like you know, I don't say words like that a lot, but Joe did. He did his shit by himself.
You sure did.
Nick B, welcome to the show, man. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, Joe called this like this was Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier. Yeah.
And I hate it when Styles left WWE. But I do love the fact that he punked out Bradshaw's ass.
No, Joey Styles wasn't no joke.
Yeah, man. Bradshaw tried to fuck with him and got knocked out.
Joey Styles wasn't no joke.
Oh, man.
Who knocked him out?
Joey Styles knocked him out.
Bradshaw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
He says a heart attack.
I got to go back and look at that.
Hell yeah. That's shit they don't tell you about. Man, shit, Bradshaw the guy he is a few times. Because everybody, you know, Bradshaw fucked with everybody. Everybody wasn't on that. Joe wasn't.
Hey, man, I'm...
It would be... Go ahead.
Go ahead, Brendan. You were already talking.
No, I was about to say, man, it would be nice if Joey Styles could come. I think Joey Styles should belong in the Hall of Fame as well. I don't know if he's in anybody's Hall of Fame, but if he's not, he should be.
Agreed.
And it would be nice now that the McMahons are not running the WWE. It would be nice to see him come back and, you know, calls for shows or whatever. Him and Marv Ronaldo and all them. I think that would be just dope as shit because I really think they were really good at their job. Joey Styles is an original. I call him OG.
Yeah, I don't think either one. Yeah,
but I don't think so either. But it was just not if it ain't but a one off.
Yeah, I don't think.
I think it'll just be nice, and he didn't have to. Because I know Joy Styles for a fact, he didn't have to. Shit, damn, that's a legitimate clothesline, ladies and gentlemen.
Man, I felt that.
Fuck.
Yeah,
I felt that in my toes. But I think, you know, Joey Styles did not like sports entertainment at all. That was bullshit. He wanted to call wrestling matches. So, well, Joey Styles, wherever you are, man, hey, salute to you, my brother, for real.
He deserves it, man. I think a lot of people slept on him because he was calling an ECW.
That's exactly why.
Yeah, but I don't think.
But you know what though?
Think about how well he did that.
They're gonna start Hitman right there.
Yeah.
They're gonna start Hitman right there.
Wow. Okay. I see him.
But I you know what though? ECW wouldn't have been ECW without Joey Styles.
Hell no, it wouldn't.
Get out. Fuck.
Whoa!
Shit. Now, see, for folks who jump on me and give me shit for not liking Jon Moxley. It's not that I don't like the style. They just did something similar to some shit that Moxley might do. But they know how to sell it. They put a presentation around it that gets you interested. And they don't do it every single fucking match.
Mm-hmm. That's the difference. What you said at the end is a total, that's the main difference.
Yes.
On why.
Mm-hmm. We
gotta
probably
the
first time too,
right,
because they had that next one.
Yeah, y'all remember them chairs right there?
Yep.
I remember.
The old school.
Mm-hmm.
I think those hurt worse than the ones they got now. That's real chair.
Hill Club started the EC Dub chant in the chat.
EC Dub. That's the only thing. It's one of the times I feel like I was born 10 years too late, because I would have loved to go to an EC Dub.
And the thing about me, back in the day right here, mm-hmm. WWE and, WWF and back then WCW was so hot in 1998, I didn't watch any of ECW.
Hey, man, for ECW, 98 was one of their best years, man.
And I missed
it. They knocked it out of the park. They really did.
Brandon, do you remember or did you know of Henderson's horse arena in Union City?
No.
All right. Kurt, do you remember that?
No.
Okay. They used to hold ECW shows there, like, I want to say it was like every 2 or 3 months, and I never got a chance to go to one. And once I finally got into EC, because I'd heard about it, I used to subscribe to Pro Wrestling Torch. So I would get the newsletter and I would see results for ECW. So I knew who everybody was, knew who was champion, all of that, but I never got to see any of their shows because you couldn't find that shit in Atlanta. And when I finally got into ECW, I wanted to go to one of their shows but could never get to one. And then they went out of the business.
You met that. Well,
so, look at that big ass man.
He didn't even touch it.
You sure did. He missed him.
He missed the whole back.
Shh. We ain't supposed to see that part, Kurt.
Yeah, Will. We've been watching this shit for so long, we can actually see this shit now.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. Table. They're wrestling on concrete floors. Man. I think in 1998, I think that ECW Heatwave pay-per-view was the best out of all of them. Bam, the table already broke.
The table already broke.
that's the budget they got to work with.
The table already broke. The baby had to get that table. He's like, oh, motherfucker, this damn table's broke already.
Oh, man.
It's broke already.
They're going to use it, though.
Let's see how this is gonna work.
It's hanging. Just collapsed.
Table can't fix it. Bam, bam.
That shit.
Bam, bam said, "I ain't giving up on it." Shit. It's the only table Paul could afford. I'm gonna use it.
Man, that table already broke. How the table already broke?
That's what I want.
Fans getting up.
Get ready to break some more.
Damn.
Oh. Damn. But see, that's them type of spots I like right there. It makes sense. It's because it's like, if you in a real life fight, you'll probably do some shit like that too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna powerbomb nobody. I'm just gonna just throw you into it.
Yeah, what I hate is when they get a match first starts, and then like 5 minutes into the match, they grab a table, set it up ringside, and then get back in the ring and don't fuck with that table for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the match, they put somebody through it.
Yeah. Everybody, you know, forgot about the damn table. Look at Bill Lapper down there.
Yeah, Bill was a man back in the day.
That's Bill Lapper, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I used to love his magazine.
And Taz and Bam Bam are matching too. Black and orange. Well, black and orange, excuse me. He's about to use Look, damn. How the table breaking your hand? God, what kind of damn? That's that Walmart wood right there. That's that Walmart wood. Y'all bought a shovel or something from Walmart and it just fell apart in your hand.
Oh, here goes a shit with a real chair.
Mm-hmm.
And that just
shoot birds at them.
And that just makes me think of Masato Tanaka taking them damn chair shots from Mike Awesome.
Oh my God. There was a highlight on this show because I watched like the first part of it before we got on. So there was like a highlight on this show where they had the Mike Awesome and Tanaka match from Japan.
Yeah.
And Tanaka put Mike Awesome through a table. Mike Awesome damn near missed the table. He broke the table, but he like damn, basically his ass broke the table. His head hit the floor.
Yeah.
I said, good God almighty. And they had about five or six of those matches. And they got worse and not worse in quality because they were some hard hitting ass matches. But just the physical toll it took on their bodies, man. I just said, man, I couldn't have been me.
I just don't know how in the hell ECW did the things they did, including this right here, and didn't get sued somehow.
It's a different time.
Well, yeah, that's true. This
today you get sued. Well, not, I can't even say you're getting sued today. You know, you got folks going through glass tables and shit. So I can't even say, but then again, I think they do give them a disclaimer, like right before the show, like, hey, you know, the action might get somewhere near you if you're on the front row. So, you know, at your own risk. I think they do give them a disclaimer. So, but this is a whole different. We're in the late 90s, ladies and gentlemen. This is 1998. So it's like times were. There was a lot more you could do and get away with than what you could now. Because back then, we didn't really have political correctness or anything. And then, you know, things happen. And, you know, you got to educate yourself on how to protect people in sports and everything, wrestling included. I think at this time, a lot of people just didn't know. We didn't have the technology. Yeah.
But they did start telling them wrestlers to stay out of the crowd because fans started suing them.
Yeah. And it's easy to sue. Because just imagine, and I always thought about this, like imagine you in the crowd, a dude just bleeding all on you.
Yeah.
There's a Steve Corino match against Tajiri where Corino bleeding like a motherfucker. Corino just throwing his hair back, trying to get the blood out of his eyes. And I'm like, I know that blood is shooting straight into the crowd.
Oh, gosh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just imagine it.
There he goes.
So, here we go.
Mission.
Here we go.
Big spot.
Here we go. Oh, there it is. Oh. Through the ring. I don't think this had ever been done before.
I'm trying to remember. There was something that happened around this time that they did that. I cannot remember what it is. Even still, it looked like that's a spectacle to see. And then him and Taz both just disappeared.
Mm-hmm. Then they had a heat wave. That one was even better.
Referee's like, what do I do?
Here's Bam Bam.
See, if there were John Moxley, he would have jumped up out of there, would have been running the ropes, not selling, just like, I'm the man.
Man, Bam Bam, my shit. what the hell, man? God, I didn't think I was going to go through the ring tonight. All right, 1, 2, 3. Yep. So I don't think that this had been done before. Or maybe this is the first time we've ever seen it on TV.
Okay, so this ain't.
I don't think that was supposed to happen.
No, that was supposed to happen. I remember Taz talked about it. So there, if you look at, if you notice that, I can't remember if it was Bam Bam or Taz, but they were grabbing the rope. And so once they got to a certain point in that rope, he was like, okay, this is where the soft spot is. And then once they went on through, that's where they went on through. There's a soft spot right there. Taz is not Taz. Look at Francine. Bam Bam's heavyweight champion.
Thought that was a TV type.
Oh, that's yeah, you're right. Never mind. My fault.
And I thought that was the main event. Apparently, there's another match after this.
Yep. I think that one at Heatwave is, well, they had this one and the next one. Next match they had was at Heatwave the same year.
Yeah, Paul Lee
that's when he went through the ramp.
You should have been.
Look at Paul. Hell no.
That was 26 years ago.
He looked the exact same.
Commercials, God damn it.
Jesus.
So there you go,
this
Kurt.
App sucked.
You've seen Taz versus Bam Bam now.
That was pretty good.
Have you seen both of them?
What you mean, both of them?
There's another one. So the sequel to this match was at Heatwave the same year.
All right, we're going to have to put that in our itinerary.
Hey, we less than an hour into the show. We got time right now.
I have little ones that I have to look after.
You're right. My bad.
Brandon's hyped up.
Shit. Hey, man.
But
I love the hard hitting wrestling match now. They getting going.
I'm trying.
So let's see how long it is.
Yeah, shoot. I think we less than an hour into the show. I think we got time.
We are 1 hour, 1 minute, and 31 seconds into the show. So
let's pull up Heatwave to see how long
okay.
that match is. And see if we want to.
Give me 1 second here. Ladies and gentlemen in the chat land, go ahead and bring up your Peacock once again.
Pause.
And look up Heatwave.
Heatwave 1998. Here we go.
Oh, I hate this shit.
So this is what we call calling it on the fly.
Yeah,
I forgot there were two of them.
I see Heatwave 96. I don't see 98.
No, you gotta keep scrolling. Go to where it say episodes, and you gotta keep scrolling. They'll say Heatwave 98. I just got it.
I'm trying to find it now. ECW Heatwave, five seasons. Five seasons.
What the fuck y'all see
that? That's just absolutely. And they got the first, they got their first Masato Tanaka and, what's the name match on here too? ECW Heatwave 98, one of my favorite pay-per-views. Oh, here we go. I found it.
98 is season 5.
Where the fuck? Where?
All right, if you go on the app, Kurt, if you go where it says everything WWE, where it lists out like WCW, Raw, ECW, all that stuff. I'm trying to, let me go back a little bit. All right. It is, let me tell you where it is. If you scroll down, go back up to the top here. All right. You scroll down and you got premium live events, WrestleMania, then now forever. And then it says all things WWE.
Let me go back.
I'm about to say, I don't think I did. I just pressed the little down button and it pulled up the other ECW pay per views. I'm watching Shane Douglas with this shirt. I got to find one of them shirts.
See how long this match is.
I'm on ECW. I don't see.
So So if you're on ECW, scroll down. It should be like pay-per-views or something like that. Heatwave should be on there. And you just click where it says episodes.
Or if you can, in the search bar, just type in ECW Heatwave.
I got the time cue. It's 1 hour and 40 minutes and 51 seconds.
I gotta let this stupid commercial play.
Bring back the old network.
Yes, please. Right, folks, if you're listening to the show, we are we're calling the audible. We're going over to watch ECW Heatwave 1998. We'll be watching the second Bam Bam Bigelow Taz match. I'm still waiting on these damn commercials to finish playing so I can get to the time cue.
And they're never like quick. They always like a minute plus.
Yeah, but when you're watching them and you want them to go by quick, that minute feels like an hour.
Yeah, it does. It's like that little circle would just never just wind up. It's like, come on, man. Man, I can't believe this day already over.
Yeah, I can't find it, fellas. I don't know what's going on here.
What yet?
There's all things WWE. Click on ECW.
All right, now, once you've clicked on ECW, if you went in the same way I did, scroll down. It says ECW A to Z.
Okay.
And at the end should be Heatwave. Heatwave ought to be the last thing you see without having to click anything.
We got Heatwave 1995.
Right, but if you click on Heatwave, it'll bring up where you can select a different season, different episode, or whatever. Stupid shit.
Dumb.
Season 5,
yes.
Episode. So it should say on it explicitly. Heatwave 1998.
Yeah.
And what's your time cue, Brandon?
Episode 140, 1 hour and 40 minutes and 51 seconds.
Episode 1, right?
No.
Well, season 5, yes. It'll be episode
yeah,
1.
Season 5, episode 1.
That's the dumbest shit ever. It's confusing. It's just confusing as hell.
It is absolutely stupid. All right, so 1. Oh, I hate these fucking commercials.
I don't think anybody likes commercials like that, to be honest with you.
We have 140 what?
1 hour and 40 and 51 seconds.
I'll be there as soon as
Them damn commercials still going.
Well, a different set of them.
Lord have mercy.
All right, so here's what I'll do.
You get a shot with Joey Styles, Shane Douglas, and Francine Fine-Ass in the middle.
140-51?
Yep.
All right, hold up. Just about there. 140-51, 44, 45, 47, 8, 9, 50, 51. All right, so I'm at 140, 1 hour, 40 minutes, 51 seconds.
Yeah, once this commercial stops, I'll be there.
All right. Dude Sean, welcome to the show, sir.
ECW. I remember we had the bunny ears. We had the bunny ears for the TV, man. We had to get them bunny ears a certain way. We'd get ECW on Tuesday nights. TNN.
Did you ever put aluminum foil on the end of the bunny ears?
Yes.
Yep, we did too.
Kurt tell you about it. Kurt tell you about the plight of me and me and Shad Lee put me on wrestling in the first place. The plight, the stuff that we went through just to watch wrestling every night.
All right.
Got it.
Y'all that?
All right. All right. So when I say three, hit play. One, two, three. And as you said, Joey Styles is talking to Francine and
Shane. He's about to break the belt with his broke arm.
The infamous brick.
I really love this set.
Brick wall entrance.
Yep. It's Bam Bam coming out. Welcome to the jungle. So that's that purple outfit, y'all. Heat.
Yeah, I didn't like that outfit.
Yeah, I like the one he had in the last match.
It's like he lost some weight too.
That's what I was just about to say. He lost some weight. Damn, like, and it not a little bit either. It's a significant.
Yeah, he lost weight. That belly is not hanging. Yeah, here club. Those bunny ears are all over the place. Yep.
Yes,
they. Here club know about the bunny ears, boy.
And I used to hate going to people's house that had the outside antenna. Go outside and turn that antenna for me.
Oh man.
Hey man, I can remember way back in the 80s. I don't know. I know it was before like mid 80s. We were at one of my aunt's house one time, and they had an old school satellite in the backyard, like with a big ass remote. You could physically sit there and go to change the direction of the satellite to get the movies or whatever you wanted, and you could see the satellite moving. Old school shit, man. One of them old metal, like mesh metal antennas.
Bitch, that thing about 400 pounds.
Man, shit, it was probably more than that.
Shit. Yeah, that was TVs back in the day, boy. You need about 2-3 people to lift the TV up out the house, boy. Especially at a big screen, man.
Man.
Y'all don't know about that. Everybody got flat screens. It's like 5 pounds.
Yeah.
Shit, man. TV, a regular TV back in the day, man. You got one of them. You had a big one. Boy, them TVs, I know they're about 200-300 pounds of all steel.
Man, yeah.
And wood.
I had a 42-inch TV, one of the fatback TVs back in the day.
I did too. Mm. My wife made me get rid of it a few years ago. But I was like, that TV still work. I don't know if they're Utah.
I know TV you talking about, Kirk. I remember that TV. You the reason why Renard went and bought one. I remember that thing came home too. I remember trying to get that damn TV out of that apartment, man. Shit, that thing probably like shot kills. God almighty.
Damn. Where y'all at?
My timestamp is 1:44:07, 9:10.
You can tell who the rock sideburn.
What do y'all see right now?
Taz
in the corner getting introduced.
Taz his arms folded and bitch face.
Yep.
If Taz happens to hear that wasn't me, Taz.
Taz probably gonna laugh at that. Tad knew what it was back then. That's the FTW belt right there, ladies and gentlemen. The original FTW belt that his son is now wrestling with now. That's that belt right there.
Looks like that referee lost weight too.
Hmm?
Him and Bam Bam worked out together.
Hold on 1 second.
All right.
Damn, 42, baby. Ooh. Oh, he's trying to burn too. Oh. Yep.
And I know, again, I'll point out, folks are gonna give me hell because Taz just no-sold a power bomb, but he didn't do it every match, and he didn't do it every move. That was
and this is the beginning of the match, too, by the way.
And he did that for the effect. Moxley just does it because, well, Moxley doesn't sell.
Yeah, it's in the beginning of the match, so you still got all. If you think about those of us who play video games, your character is still in the green. So shit, get up from powerbomb. The match is damn started.
Oh, Hill Club, I wasn't a rich bastard. That 42 inch was given to me.
Oh, yeah, kids, back in the day, if you went to somebody's house that had a big screen TV, that means they had money, most of them.
What about those old injection TVs?
That is not true.
That was the belief. That was the belief at the time, and then, you know.
Because I didn't have no money. I just looked up on it.
Have you ever
seen it? So you just looked up?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a projection TV, Brandon?
Yeah. At one point in time, I wanted one.
Red, blue, and green light.
I remember those. Yeah, I remember those. Man. At one point in time, I wanted to have a projector for a TV, and then I found out about the maintenance costs, all that. Like if the bulb goes out and shit.
Yeah,
and then they don't show good either.
Nah, I just said no, thank you. Man. I'd rather just get a regular TV. I get a little bit more mileage out of it.
A person I met through a mutual friend of mine and Kurt's. We used to go over to his.
Somebody just threw beer on Taz.
We used to go over to his house and play Madden. He would hook his PlayStation 2 up to a projector, and we would play Madden on the broad wall of his living room.
Mm.
It's like the players were life-size almost.
This on the old PlayStation, ain't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. That's when the graphics wasn't that good, folks.
Kurt will remember this. We're talking about TVs. Kurt, y'all have a floor model TV?
Yeah.
Brandon, you may remember it because I mean,
I remember my grandmama had one.
About to say your mama.
My grandmother had one. We had that TV for a long time.
Big ass wood block with a TV in the middle of it.
That TV was about 500 pounds, boy. that was real wood.
Yes.
That's when the wood, whatever that real big oak and redwood trees and all that, man. That was real wood. It wasn't no damn Walmart wood. It was real wood.
Did,
so you got the steel. You got the steel in the back because it was the big back, and then the actual wood of the TV. That TV about 500 pounds.
Yes.
It ain't a crowd too much for me.
Yeah, I think the video from the other one was better than the video on this. Well, not the video, but the crowd shots.
Yeah. I think this is a bigger crowd too.
Yeah, they're not in ECW.
Because this the Heatwave pay per view was like one of their big shows. This is like basically this is their SummerSlam. What if you threw that and Taz would have did to Gina? His head got caught in the damn that guardrail.
Ping.
Man, y'all remember that episode of Martin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man.
That's what it is. You just go, hell no. That's all you can say. Whoop.
Judo floor or judo throw onto the fucking concrete floor.
This must be fall counts anyway.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Or in the WWE, they call it Extreme Rules.
Or in AEW, they just call it a regular match.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Man, I always wanted to go to an ECW show. I just feel like I was born 10 years too late. Because by the time they ran out of business, I was barely in middle school.
I don't know what the hell just happened there.
They bust their ass and bam, 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 hit the chill. I'm sure they bust their ass on that floor because they didn't look like that was an actual move. They just had to improvise. Armbar. In the middle of the crowd. How many times you going to see an armbar in the middle of the crowd? Bam, bam, like, man, get off of me. Damn. Give me a second. fans just having the time of their life. Look, look at that lady right there. Lawsuit waiting to happen.
At the end, in the last match yesterday, that show we went to, the guy was whooping his opponent's ass out in the crowd. They came over by us, and the guy that was the heel in the match got through onto Adam, and the dude sat there and punched him a few times while he was sitting in Adam's lap.
Bitch, Adam ain't know what to do. Just like, all right, get up off me now. Oh, once again, it couldn't have been me. Taz missing in the crowd. Oop. Jawbreaker. I wonder if those actually hurt.
If it's done right, I would say yes.
Yeah. Especially, like, how many times, I wonder how many times wrestling bit they damn near bit their damn tongue off doing that shit.
I'm sure it's happened.
Yeah.
Somebody patting.
So, oh, he just thumped in the head. Y'all saw that?
Yeah.
God damn. Damn.
As
is bleeding.
So, Hill Club, up in your neck of the woods, you guys get a lot of ECW? Bam Bam is winded as hell.
Look like his damn, his rain gear about to fall off of him. And that's how you sell a powerbomb, ladies and gentlemen. Taz ain't getting up from that for a minute. Bam Bam picks up the table. Wait a minute. And the table did not break.
This time.
This time. They got the right table.
Could you imagine being a fan at one of their shows that day that he threw Spike into the crowd? Like, you're just sitting there watching the show and then Spike gets thrown at you.
Imagine if social media was out back then.
Oh, God.
Spike getting thrown out into the crowd and somebody live streaming it right then.
Damn it, man. And threw him at the bottom of the table.
The hardest part.
Oh, shit.
Now, any regular human being, that probably would have knocked you out. And then he's going to use the part that didn't break. He's going to use it again.
Get their money's worth.
Mm-hmm.
Paul said, if I'm going to pay $25 for these tables. you got one.
Break table. That damn. I'm talking about just break as many parts of it as right. You can.
You got one table. You better break that bitch in portions.
But hey, that's what make it real. Because if I get on TV and I see a whole, you go through a table and I see that whole table just splatter everywhere, man, I'm like, that ain't no real fucking table. Oh, damn.
Okay, so let me ask this seriously. I can watch this and enjoy it, but... God damn, the Taz mission through the table. Or not Taz mission, but the Tazplex.
The Tazplex.
But, like, I can watch this and be entertained, but... If they do something similar on AEW,
you're going to get mad.
Yeah. And I honestly think it has to do with the guys in the match because they know how to work it.
Yeah.
No diggity.
Okay. They came up, you know, the old school way. Yeah. So they know how to work. They know how to work it. They know how to work the crowd. They know how to work within the crowd.
And work the
table.
And then, too, man.
Get the most out of that table.
Yeah.
Because today, that table would have broke just like that, and then that would have been the end of it.
And again, I think
it's got him another table.
It's worth mentioning that not every match on the card featured this. Like, not every match on the card, they weren't fighting in the crowd, they weren't using tables and all of that stuff.
Yeah. So ECW has some great technical wrestling.
Man, yes.
Really good. Really good.
And then they were all
Jerry Lynn, Candido, Rob Van Dam.
and then they were all raided by WCW.
Yeah. I think this might be the finish right here. I still, every time I, there's an, it would be coming up on 316 day, and I'm like, every year, I'm like, I'm going to buy me an awesome 316 shirt and never do it.
I got one.
But I think, I think this might be the year. Oh.
Here it went.
Damn.
Security guy.
They went straight to the floor.
Hey, do I get in there? What do I do? And man, I said the security guy last night, the security guy at the show last night looked like he was somebody's granddad. He wasn't stopping nobody.
You talking about the black dude was just standing there?
Say that again, Kurt.
Are you talking about the black dude that was just standing there?
Oh, no. I'm talking about the guy, the quote unquote security guy at the show last night. Everybody's like, well, we planned this spot, but we didn't know what we were going to do after it.
You went straight to the floor. God damn. A DDT straight to the floor.
Now,
I wonder how long it took them to fix that ramp. I think there's another match after this.
Now, I will say that even back in ECW's heyday, I couldn't watch an entire show of ECW. It was kind of like AEW for me. There were some things on the show I liked, some that were stupid to me. I thought like the match, the taped fist match between Axel and Ian Rotten, I thought was,
top eight death match.
Yeah. I thought that was stupid. I hated that. But then, like I say, on the flip side of that, I got to see Rey Mysterio Psychosis. So, tap his ass out again.
That's it.
Yeah, I like the first match better. I didn't like this one at all.
I agree. The first one was better.
Yeah. I've never sat down and watched these two back to back.
I don't think I saw on pay-per-view. I know I saw the first one on pay-per-view. I remember my dad watching it with me. It just shook his head like, what is this?
Yeah, I like the first match better.
Yeah, I didn't like
that. I've never sat down and watched them two back-to-back.
What match? Shit. After that, I just clicked after it because I was going along the line, seeing what's next. And I have a sighting of an old Bubba Ray with the black glasses on, with the white tape, wearing the Confederate flag bandana.
Oh, God. So I'm sure he was in the ring talking shit, right?
Oh, not yet. Not yet. Right now, because I clicked forward to see it, and of course, they got to play commercials.
All right, fellas.
Yeah, I guess we'll wrap it up now. Folks, this was a kind of a low-key, laid-back episode of the Wrestling With My Thoughts podcast. We're going to saddle up at the middle of the week and start talking about what we want to talk about next week. We will be back next. There he is, Bubba Ray with the Confederate do-rag on. Not do-rag, but bandana. I never understood that. Hey, we got a Big Dick Dudley sighting.
Pause.
Anyway, we will be back here next Sunday at 7:05. And we'll hope you'll join us. Hill Club, as always, thank you for joining us. Everybody else that jumped in the chat, thank you for joining us. We hope you guys will return next week. The upload for this show will be available tomorrow at 10 a.m. So be on the lookout for that to be posted in the Facebook group and Facebook page. Kurt, what do you got to tell folks before we get up out of here?
Be safe. Have a good weekend. I'm gonna have a good week. I'm sorry.
I say, wait a minute, weekend over.
Yeah, the weekend is over. So have a good week.
All right, Brandon, what you got?
First thing. rest in peace to Akira Toriyama, the creator of Dragon Ball Z. He's the reason why a lot of us, my age, we love anime. So rest in peace to him, and everybody have a great week. And that's it.
All right, everybody. I just want to echo what Brandon and Kurt have said. You guys have a great week. And you know what? I'm going to stand on the side of Kurt. I'll have a good weekend next weekend, too.
That's right.
So we'll be back here. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Kurt, would you send us out here, please? Out of here.
Peace.
Peace.